From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Hundreds dead in Egypt mosque attack. Egyptian security officials say 305 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. No group has claimed responsibility yet, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. Reuters' Pascal Davies has reaction from Egypt.
In Cairo, residents are angry over the mosque attack.
If one person dies, that's unfair. It is unfair what is happening to the Egyptian people. It is unfair for our children, siblings, and families. It is unfair for a person to die holding his son in his arms. Did God order this? Where is faith, religion, and Islam that they call for?
Local sources say some of the worshippers were Sufi Muslims. Groups such as Islamic State consider that branch of Islam targets because they revere saints and shrines, which to Islamists is idolatry.
That was Reuters' Pascal Davies. The United States warned Pakistan of repercussions in bilateral relations Saturday, the U.S. urging Islamabad to immediately rearrest and prosecute an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. On Friday, Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Sayed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest for a lack of evidence. Also happening in Pakistan, the government has called in the army to deal with thousands of protesters in Islamabad after a security crackdown led to violent clashes. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.